Here's a subject of concern. In case all those assembled world leaders get bored with World War II nostalgia, North Korea's nuclear weapons. There were reports last week that recent U.S. satellite images show that North Korea may be getting ready to conduct an underground nuclear test. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
A Pentagon official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says U.S. spy satellites have detected signs of unusual activity at Gilju, a suspected test site in the northeast of the country. That activity includes the digging of a tunnel and construction of a viewing stand. This could mean that North Korea is making preparations for an underground nuclear test, something it has threatened to do. Or it could be an elaborate ruse designed to ratchet up pressure on the U.S. and its allies in the region. Like nearly everything having to do with North Korea, the facts are murky, the intelligence unreliable. Mark Gwozdecki is a spokesman for the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency.
North Korea is a black hole, not only for us, but for all the intelligence agencies trying to gather information there. Certainly, we all have access to satellite imagery, but satellite pictures can only tell you so much. It doesn't tell us what they're doing is an actual test site or whether it's an elaborate bluff aimed at trying to extract some leverage at the negotiating table. But unfortunately, they're not at the negotiating table, so it's very difficult to define what's behind all of this.
In fact, North Korea has not been at the negotiating table for nearly a year. That's when talks it was holding with the U.S. and four other nations collapsed. South Korea, one of the participants in those talks, says the diplomatic efforts have reached a critical moment and warned that patience with Pyongyang is wearing thin. But Moon Chung-in, an advisor to the South Korean president, says part of the problem also lies in Washington. U.S. policy on North Korea, he says, can be inconsistent.
North Korea is still confused about American intention and policy in North Korea, and conflicting signals coming from Washington, D.C. On the one hand, yes, we want to have a talk with you. On the other hand, you are outpost of tyranny.
All of these developments, the diplomatic impasse, the possible preparations for a nuclear test, and North Korea's recent firing of a short-range missile, add up to a worrisome scenario, analysts say. It's been 3 months since North Korea declared it has nuclear weapons. Now the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency says the reclusive nation may have 5 or 6 nuclear weapons. Speaking on CNN, Mohammed Al-Baradei says it would be a grave mistake for North Korea to take the next step and conduct an underground nuclear test.
It would have disastrous political repercussions. I am not sure how much environmental impact it could have in terms of radiological fallout. So I do hope that the North Korean would absolutely reconsider such a reckless step.
Al-Baradei urged world leaders to get on the phone immediately and try to dissuade North Korea from conducting such a test. But that may not be as easy as it sounds. North Korea has resisted international pressure for years. One South Korean official compared negotiating with North Korea to wrestling with an eel. Every time you try to grasp it, he says, it slips out of your hands. Eric Weiner, NPR News.